KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 60. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, storms likely, high temperatures reach up to 78. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News. The National Weather Service has rated a storm that killed one person in northern Sedgwick County near the Harvey County line as an EF2 tornado. The tornado touched down around 1:14 a.m. on Sunday, about 5 miles east of the town of Sedgwick in Sedgwick County. The Weather Service said the storm traveled 0.11 miles until 1:16 a.m. The path width was about 50 yards with peak wind speeds of 135 miles per hour. On social media, the organization asked residents to step up and provide emergency foster care for dogs that were evacuated from the shelter. That call for help was answered as all of the impacted animals are sheltered and safe. While grateful for the quick response and support, the Cali County Humane Society said it now needs help as the organization begins post-storm cleanup efforts. I'm Jared Broyles for 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Cattle are higher. Corn is lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are mixed and corn's down as they both watch development weather. July beans are 2.5 lower at 11:20 and a quarter. August is down 3/4 to 11:27 and a half. July corn's 5 lower at 4:12 and a half. September's down 4.5 at 4:20 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are up. Feeders remain in the lead on the lower move in corn. August live 62 higher at 247.25. October's up 82 at 240.80. August feeders are 290 higher at 369.55. And hogs are mixed with conflicting fundamentals. July is down 22 at 94.80. The August contract is up 40 at 97.12. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is going to tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Big things are happening at Schoen's Auto Repair west of Downs. They're expanding and adding on an even larger shop to better serve customers and keep repairs moving faster and more efficiently than ever. So please excuse the mess during construction, but rest assured they're still fully operating and working hard to get your vehicle repaired and back on the road quickly. Call or stop by Schoen's Auto Repair in Downs today. Schoen's Auto Repair. Small town feel, big time service.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425. Farmers, it's time to take control of your operation with John Deere Precision Upgrades. Available at Carrico Implement. From See & Spray technology to Ultima LED lighting, these upgrades bring cutting-edge technology to your existing equipment. Boost efficiency, reduce input costs, and maximize yields. The team at Carrico Implement is ready to guide you through the options and get you set up for success, because precision pays. Reach out to their team or stop by your nearest Carrico Implement location to discover eligible upgrades for your equipment today. Kansas summers are a perfect time to enjoy the outdoors, and it's important to take care as temperatures rise. Simple steps can make a big difference. Drink plenty of water, take breaks in the shade, and listen to your body. If you start to feel tired, dizzy, or overheated, it's okay to slow down and cool off. And remember, you're not alone. Don't wait. Get medical help fast if you or a loved one feel the effects of extreme heat. Osborne County Memorial Hospital is here to keep you cool, safe, and healthy all summer long.
KD Country 94.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle and cash hogs. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet to start the week. Buyers and sellers have been busy taking inventory. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established, and significant trade volume is likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Deals last week took all week to develop. Southern Live Business was at $258 to $260, $2 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern Dress deals had a full range of $408 to $410, mostly $3 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. Box beef is higher at midday with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.24 at $395.61. Select up $1.86 at $373.94. At the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota last week, feeder steers 700 to 800 pounds were $5 to $15 higher. Steers 850 pounds and up were $2 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to firm. The USDA says there was very good demand for the offering and fall-born calves and yearling steers and heifers. Flesh condition was really attractive, including those that were feed yard backgrounded. Drought conditions are causing producers to pull cattle early. The market overall was active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 658 to 699 pounds, brought $423 to $452. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 606 to 648 pounds, brought $400 to $439. Cash hog prices were not reported due to confidentiality. The industry will get an update Thursday with the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report. Supplies of market-ready hogs have been ample, which continues to give packers leverage to control the pace of business. Demand remains crucial. Globally, there have been some bright spots, but there are lingering concerns about long-term strength. Domestic demand could continue to benefit from pork's competitive price. In the retail space, the five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $96.65. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. And pork values were higher at midday, up 21 cents at $96.98. Bellies, hams, and ribs were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas golfers made a big statement at the U.S. Open over the weekend at Shinnecock Hills in New York. Former Kansas Jayhawk and Topeka native Gary Woodland capped off a strong week with a final round 2-under-68 to finish tied for 7th at 1-over-par, just 5 shots behind champion Wyndham Clark. He earned more than $617,000 for the top 10 finish. Meanwhile, Wichita native Sam Stevens made local golf history, recording the best finish ever by a Wichitan in a major championship. Stevens also tied for 7th at 1-over-par, securing his first career top 10 finish in a major. After 3 bogeys in the final 8 holes Sunday, the Koppen grad battled back with birdies on 9 and 10 and closed out with an even par 72. The pair of Kansans finished side by side on the leaderboard, giving the Sunflower State 2 players inside the top 10 at the U.S. Open. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And talking to Lance Bergman, head coach at St. John's Tipton on the basketball side. Honor and a pleasure to go down coaching the KBCA All-Star game on Saturday night. Talk about your experience throughout the day, and then we'll get to the game in a little bit.
Well, it was kind of a long day, John. You know, we try to make an experience for the boys, make an experience for the coaches, but it was a lot of fun, you know, just being around the other coaches, having a chance to sit around and talk, see some of their ideas, see what they like to do. And it's kind of neat because, you know, you start talking about how things go, other teams you play, and some of your ideas, and it's like, you know, you're around a bunch of head coaches that's had some success, and it's always just kind of enjoyable and fun to be like, yeah, you know, they kind of think this, everybody kind of thinks the same way, everybody has a little bit different style, but for the most part, when you start talking, it's like, man, that's kind of the way we do things. It's just a neat experience to be around guys like that and get to learn some new things. And, you know, I had a lot of fun with our other two coaches. Don Blanchett out of Baldwin was our head coach, so it was pretty neat to sit around and talk to him. Corey Jensen was the other one out of Hanover, and had a lot of fun hanging out with him, just kind of talking, and especially about 1A1 and 1A2 and kind of where they're going, where we're going, and, you know, the TVL and some of those things. So really enjoyed that experience and just sitting around talking to them, and then, you know, getting to see some of the other all-stars that are out there and some of the kids. But talking to Lathan North's coach was pretty neat, and Sterling's coach, you know, and just getting to talk to some of those bigger ones and then listen to some of the athletes that they get a coach. Some of them was talking about kids that are going to prep schools, might be losing them, and then some of them that are going off to college, where they're going to college, and just listening to them talk about the programs and stuff. It was a really neat experience that, you know, you spend about 4 or 5 hours just kind of getting to talk to them and learn some stuff from them and just hear how it's different throughout the levels. So really enjoyed that part of it.
Edward Hrenik of St. John's Tipton got to play on your team, and and didn't exactly get started real good. A couple missed free throws, but certainly a credit to that kid. State champion, back-to-back years, triple jump state champion, a big part of the St. John's Tipton basketball team. Just talk about the honor it was to see Edward out there one more time at a high school level.
I mean, it was a lot of fun, you know, getting to see him compete against a couple kids from, you know, the 1A division, but then competing against the kids in the bigger schools, especially the 5A, 6A, you know, and some of that, and how he handles it. And obviously, if you ask him, he's going to say he probably didn't play exactly the way he wanted to, but the experience he got and watching him be out there, knowing that he belonged on the floor and just having a lot of fun, it was neat to see, you know, and not being the head coach, you kind of just get to sit back. And I'm not going to lie, I probably had a little more fun being an assistant coach than that, because then you don't have to worry about a lot of that stuff. And I didn't really have to, I wasn't involved in a whole lot of the, you know, figuring out playing time and stuff. So I kind of got to sit back, enjoy the kids and stuff. And just seeing Edward, you know, meet these new guys that, you know, he'd never played with and some of the other schools and how they developed relationships and that. And even just a short period of time, I mean, it was a lot of fun. A really good basketball game. And we had a great opportunity, great experience, and couldn't ask for kind of a much more exciting game. I know Coach Gates was there and we talked about it afterwards. He's like, man, I wish there was five more minutes. You know, we were just enjoying watching the kids go out there and showcase their abilities and just watch, you know, the Kansas basketball, Mr. Kansas and stuff like that play and those things. It was an experience that I was really glad to be a part of, and I was glad Edward could be a part of and I could be there with him.
My dad says, if you're gonna build it, build it right the first time.
Singer Construction builds awesome metal buildings.
Porous concrete.
And those grain storage.
And even big commercial projects.
They're local, family owned, and work hard just like our parents taught us.
For quality construction you can count on, call Singer Construction in Glen Elder. For your free estimate today, Singer Construction, building North Central Kansas, one project at a time.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Just in StarCraft Fishing Pontoons, 20 or 22 foot. Use boats, they've got plenty. Need something special? They'll order it. Plus, 180-month in-house financing is available. Mini rebate and military discounts available now. Call or stop in to one of our locations to learn more. And don't forget, our large lineup of fishing gear, boat gearing, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
America turns 250, and we're throwing one heck of a birthday party at Wakanda Lake. Join the Wakanda Cultural Association on July 4th at the Osage Campground for Wakanda Lake Fest 2026, a celebration of America's 250th birthday filled with great music, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Enjoy an afternoon and evening of live entertainment featuring talented local performers, including Downs native Craig Booker.
This is my land, this is heavenly.
Followed by the original sounds of Velveteen Elvis, this year's headline act. Then as darkness falls over the lake, gather with friends and family for a spectacular fireworks display that will light up the night sky and cap off an incredible Independence Day celebration. Food, fun, live music, and fireworks. It's all happening July 4th at the Osage Campground at Wakanda Lake. Presented by the Wakanda Cultural Association. Come celebrate 250 years of America at Wakanda Lake Fest 2026. One year ago, the Bank of Tescott opened its doors in Beloit with a simple goal, to provide hometown banking with friendly faces and personal service. One year later, they're proud to be part of this amazing community. To celebrate, they'd like to invite you to their one-year anniversary celebration on Tuesday, June 23rd at 101 East Main. Enjoy free snow cones from 1 to 4, snacks inside the branch all day, and help them celebrate this exciting milestone. Thank you, Beloit, for making their first year such a success. They look forward to serving you for many years to come. The Bank of Tescott, committed to those they serve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the best country. KD Country 94.